Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
Really excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. As our children take this seatbelt, call your attention to Matthew, the 25th chapter. You can know from verse 1 to verse 13, but we're going to read verse 10, Matthew 25 and 10. Amen. It's on our screen. Amen. We stand, read this together. Matthew 25 and 10. Amen. 10, let's read. And while they went, the bridegroom came, and they were ready within. And the door was shut. Amen. Thank you so kindly. It say, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Amen. This morning we're going to talk about when the door is shut, it's too late. Amen. When the door is shut, it's too late. Amen. Or should there be a time that you open those, close those for those who come in and out of church? But there's going to be a time that the Lord going to open door. And he's going to be the one to close it. And we must be prepared. We must all be ready for when that time comes. Amen. And can I tell you, you're the only one that can be ready. The Bible says from verse 1 to verse 13, we see that, my brother and sister, Jesus is teaching a parable. He's sharing with us that then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Amen. Five of them was wise and five were foolish. And we see that, my brothers and sisters, that in this lifetime we have people that are wise, we have people that are foolish. But I believe that our urchins represent the wise this morning because they're always prepared and ready. The bridegroom represent Jesus Christ. The lamb, the lamp, symbolized the testimony or outward expression of faith. The all represent the intersubject of true faith or the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. The wise virgin, those who are spiritually prepared and have endured faith and the relationship with Jesus Christ. The foolish virgin represents those who may profess faith but lack true spiritual depth and are unprepared to meet the Lord. And here it is this morning that Jesus is sharing with us that in this marriage, there was a marriage. There were three stages in this Jewish wedding in this day. The first stage that happened, the first was engagement, for formal engagement made by the father. The second was portrayed ceremony where mutual promise are made, where that was made. And the third was marriage about 1 year later when the bridegroom came at an unexpected time for his bride. The only one bride here of Jesus Christ is the church. We are the church. We his bride. Amen. You look in the Bible that Jesus represents what he is. John the Baptist is the best man. You look at it in John 3:29. It says, friends of the bridegroom. And it shared with us that it's very important. There were five of them that were wise and five that were foolish. You look around in this world, even in church, you have some wise people who will do what does say the Lord. You have some foolish that say, I'm not going to do. I'm going to wait because things may not be right. And sometimes it's bad to hang around foolish people because foolish people will lead you to damnation. Wise people will have wise counsel. Wise people will listen to the word of God. Wise people will diligently speak the truth. Wise people will stand on the word of God. But foolish people will stand upon foolish stuff. Foolish people will hang with they say. Amen. Foolish people will say, I'm not going to do it because they're not doing it. I don't think it's right. But the wise say, if thus say the Lord, if God said it, I believe it. The foolish say, I'm not going because going to church because I don't like who's speaking. I don't like who's there. But the wise say, I'm going because the Holy Spirit had blessed me to go. I'm going to hear a word from the Lord, huh? You need to make your mind of which one are you. Yes, sir. The wise say, I don't care if the devil gone. I'm going because I'm going to run the devil out of the church. But the foolish say, I'm going to sit right there. I'm not going to say amen because I don't like what you're doing. But the foolish say, I'm gone. But wise say, I'm gone because there's a blessing with my name on it, huh? You got to be careful how you hang around. And all we have all of that in the church. We have all of that. Make up the church. We have them, and they will pretend to be in the church. But can I tell you that will be a separation time? That's why you don't have to worry about your nerve about somebody. Because you say, I'll let the wheat and the tag grow together. He say, I will separate in that wheat, the wheat and the tad, the wheat and the tad. You have some foolish and you have some wise. The wise will continue tolling and tolling and tolling because they know that there is a reward one day. But the foolish say, they didn't call my name. I'm not going to go back no more, huh? Amen. But you got to understand because you look here in the Bible, do you have your Bible then? It's in the Bible. They say there were five wise and five foolish virgin bridesmaids. And I looked at this. Amen. They that were foolish took their lamb and took no oil with them. Have mercy, Jesus. Huh? But the wise took their oil. But the wise took all in their vessel with their lamp. Oh, they knew that something was going to happen. They was always, the wise is always prepared at all times because you really don't know when you're going to meet that. You don't know when the Lord going to call our name. You really don't know, my brothers and sisters. You got to be ready. But look at here. But I looked at something. He said, through all of this, my brothers and sisters, that the bridegroom and the prepared virgin are the save of the great tribulation. Five of them were wise, and five were foolish. I didn't say that. The Bible say that. Amen. Some of the wedding party were wise and prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. Are you prepared for the coming of the bridegroom? Are you prepared for when Jesus come? Amen. Don't slip up because you're going to find out in here. Some slipped up, huh? So let me tell you, you must be prepared at all times. Quit saying, I got time, because time don't belong to nobody. Last time I checked the word of God, time belonged to the Lord. Time belongs. He don't care what your denomination is. He don't care who you belong to, what church. He said, but all he wants you to be ready and prepared at all time. Look at here. Some of the wind part of foolish and unprepared. Foolish took their lamp and took no oil. It's just like driving your car and don't make sure you got a spare. It's just like when the storm come, they put it all over the radio, all over the TV, even sometimes your cell phone, the beep. Y'all ever heard that? Y'all know y'all have that. Don't act like you don't have that, huh? That's a warning. A bad storm is coming. Prepare yourself. They tell you what to do. Take cover and all that. They tell you. And how many of us sometimes get caught off guard? You know they're preparing you. The light, the wind is blowing. The light may go off, you know. You know, be prepared. And how many sometimes get a flashlight? You know, I know you got a flashlight upon your cell phone, but your cell phone can go out because there's no electric to plug up the cell phone. So you must have a flashlight. And not on flashlight, you must have some extra batteries. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. You see, in the house, I got flashlight that I hide that the grandkid can't play with. I got batteries that I hide for emergency time. So because we don't know how long the light gonna stay off. How many of you call, you know, and ask LPN or Clico how long, and they lie to you. They tell you, oh, we're going to maybe an hour. Then the next thing you know, it's 6-8 hours. And you getting hot. Air conditioning going on. It's off. You never miss your well until it go dry. Got to raise the window up. Mosquito biting you. Got one little flashlight is dim. Then you start talking about, I thought you had some battery. We ain't got no battery. Oh, you know, we use battery. No, that's your fault. You must always be prepared. Are y'all going to talk to me this morning? Huh? When the door is shut, look what happened. They took all but took lamp, took all but no extra. No extra, huh? Look, but the wise took all in their vessel with their lamp. The wise. Otherwise, they were smart. And what happened? When that happened, my brother and sister, the Bible said, look right here, but the wise took all in their vessel with their lamp while the bridegroom tarried. They all slept. They all slumbered and slept. We sleep good. We slumber. But the Bible says in verse 6, and at midnight, Lord have mercy, some stuff can happen at midnight. Huh? At midnight, there was a cry. Oh, my brother said, there's going to be a cry one day. At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go out, go ye out, and meet him. Five wise, five foolish. The wise took extra all, the foolish didn't. It's right there. But while the bridegroom tarried and delayed, they all slept in slumber. All 10 of them slept. But when you sleep, but you can't sleep when you are prepared. You can sleep when you're prepared. You can sleep when you're prepared. You can sleep when you're prepared. Y'all gonna catch that after a while. You can sleep when you're prepared. Otherwise, it don't make no difference if the storm or raging, how they shake, how they rough up the stuff. You can go to sleep because you can sleep because you know you are prepared for whatever happened. You are ready and prepared. Because if the Lord calls your name, you are prepared, you're ready. You are not caught off guard. Some people get a storm, the first thing you know, they say, oh, Lord, help me, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Things start rocking. Oh, Lord, you know. But you can sleep good. But why something? He tarried. He's given us time to get things ready. Amen? He been tarrying for a long time. Nobody know. I don't know if y'all saw this week. There was a false prophet, false preacher in South Africa had predicted Tuesday that the end of the world going to come. And this one young lady, she was selling everything, getting rid of everything. I had a problem with that. If the world going to come, what you want to give stuff away for? Give your car. The world gonna come. What good that do you giving stuff away? If the world gonna come, ain't nobody gonna get it. The world is for winning. Huh? Now, if your world is ending, that's different. If you getting ready to die, then you can give some stuff away. You give some, but if the world gonna end, what good? You see, that's false prophet. That's those who don't know the word of God. If the world gonna end, baby, ain't no need trying to give me your car, your land, because I'm going down with you. Ain't gonna do no good. Ain't gonna do nobody no good. That little car you got, that little land you got, we all gone. If the Lord say it's the day, we all gone. Ain't nobody trying to sign your deed over to nobody, because I'm going with you. But the difference are that I'm ready, you may not be ready. And I looked at that and I say, then he had the nerve, the false prophet had to get on, had to get out there and apologize. Apologize for what? You didn't say it. But I don't blame him, I blame the people. Because you should read your Bible. Nobody knows when the day when the Lord's going to come. Nobody knows the day or the hour. But he did say, be ready. Huh? Keep it real, keep it real, keep it real. Keep it real, huh? Every y'all get if you listen to those prophet, you know, sending your man over there, you know, and they tell you a false lie. Then they say Jesus told them that the world going to end. Quit lying on Jesus. God showed me that the angel don't know. And if the angel closer than anybody else, if the angel don't know, what think you make you believe man or woman know when the end of the world going to come? Am I in the book? Am I in the book? I'm going to talk to you. I'm trying to get myself and trying to get my voice back together, so y'all just help me. But am I in the book? You see, that way it's good to study the word of God and know the word of God. Amen? They slept and they slumbered, huh? When you are prepared and ready, a lot of people go to sleep but are not prepared. Amen? And let me tell you something. Quit trying to figure out other people. Quit trying to say that, well, if I know I ain't right, a whole lot of people do not. You don't know that. We need to get our own self together. Make sure you know the Lord. Because there's going to be a cry at midnight for every last one of us. And your midnight don't have to be at midnight. Your midnight can be 10 o'clock in the morning. Your midnight can be in the evening. Your midnight can be right now. Because God can come get you right. Because people have died in the church. That cry is that I knocked at your door. Are you ready? Amen? That's personal. That's personal. Huh? That's personal. And what happened? The bridegroom tarried. They slept. They slumbered. They had a good time. They were relaxed. Some people think I get too relaxed. You know, talking about, I got time. I can do what I want to do. But you don't know when the Lord going to knock at your door. And we give more attention to outside stuff than we do to the Lord. And the Lord is the one you got to answer to. He said they were not prepared, some of them. For when the Lord came, they are waiting to escort the bridegroom in the feast profession. As he bring his bride home for the wedding feast. Look at this. At midnight a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. That was a cry. Five wise, five foolish. The Bible say, my brothers and sisters, they all woke up, wiped the crust out of their eyes, stretched. The bridegroom is here. But something happened. They found out they wasn't always ready. It's in the book. Is it in there, huh? Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamp. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamp are gone out. A whole lot of people, our lamp are gone out. Because you wasn't ready. Run out of awe. Run out of the spirit. They played too long with the devil. And they wasn't in tune with God. And when the Lord came, it was too late. They all ran out. Look and say, give us some of your awe. Hours are going out. It's right there, my brother and sister. I cried midnight. In all our lives, will we be ready? All those virgins arose and trimmed that lamp. The wise had extra supply of all, but the foolish was not ready. They were not prepared. They say, give us some of your all, for our lamp are gone out. Why they wasn't prepared? Because they didn't trust God. They trust self. Whole lot of people go miss the mark by trusting themselves and don't trust Jesus Christ. He given us a whole lot of time to get things together. Amen. Heard a comedian say the other day, she said, come on, get my house in order. You know, she said, well, the rapture come, I don't need the house. No, he talking about this house you live in. The temple, your body, that's the house. You got to get that in order. That's the house you live in, huh? That temple, that's the house you got to get prepared, get ready for when the Lord come, for you can be prepared to go with him. You see, the foolish didn't have nothing. They were unprepared because the lack of all, the Holy Spirit, It is not enough for you and us go by for yourself. And I thought about something. What's open at midnight? That is something open at midnight. Trouble. Sin is open at midnight. Stuff we do at midnight that's not right in the sight of God. That's the only thing that's open, but you don't get no satisfaction of it. He said, go buy for yourself. And they went to buy, but nothing opened. And they found out, my brothers and sisters, that while the foolish went, the wise were able to trim their lamp and walk in with the bridegroom. They were able to shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And all my trials and tribulations is all over it now. Amen, amen. They walked in with can you see them? They walked in with Jesus, They walked in with Jesus, They were hollering, The joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Look, they walked in with the bridegroom, but the foolish were left out. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. They walked out. They said, go buy it for yourself. And they went to buy, but when they went to buy, something happened when they came back. Oosh. Oh, my baby. They missed the mark, And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and all that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Door was shut. It's too late. Door was shut. There's going to be some doors shut on a whole lot of people because they're not ready. And can I tell you, when the door is shut, that's it. It's too late to pray. You should have been praying before. There come a time where things are just too late. Some things are just too late. Some folks, they wait until they get on the deathbed. They want to give their life to Jesus Christ. And sometimes it's too late. You had all that opportunity. We sang the song, Come to Jesus, Come to Jesus, just as you are. And we failed to come to him. And God can't use you when it's too late. While the blood running warm in our vein, we ought to come to Jesus. Huh? Let him clean you up. Give him you. Give him your burden. Give him everything. Let him. Look, while he got the door open, walk through the door with your problem. Walk through the door with your burden. Walk through the door with whatever you're going in, because the door is open. But once the door is closed, it's whatever. Jesus did tell him in Revelation, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, amen, open the door, I'll come in and sup with him. Huh? And if you open the doorknob is on the inside of your heart. You the only one got the right to open the door and let him in. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Children can't do it. You got, oh, y'all ain't going to talk back to me this morning, huh? You got the privilege to open it yourself and say, Lord, come in. When the Lord lets you come in, you say, Lord, the Lord say, Lord, thank you for letting me. Give him your problem. And guess what? When they came back, the door was shut. It was too late. Huh? To the marriage, the door was shut. It's late. They came back and said, Lord, Lord. Looking at him. Lord. Afterward, they came also, the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord. Open to us. They're hollering, screaming. Lord, we here. Lord, we got our all. We prepared. You're too late. You should have had it with you. Just like when you come to church, you ought to bring your own hallelujah. You ought to bring your own thank you, Jesus. You ought to bring your own praise the Lord. Don't wait for nobody else to jump up for you. For every last one of us in here, you don't need nobody to pump you. You ought to be happy by yourself to praise the Lord, because he woke you up this morning. That's enough to praise the Lord for. You ought to get out of all that old stuff talking about, you know, I'm shy, you know, I don't want to praise the Lord. You're going to die by yourself. You're born by yourself. You're going to die by yourself. And your little posse, you got it with you, may not die with you. But let me, there's a heaven and hell. So you ought to praise them. I don't care who look at me funny. I don't care who talk about me, because the Lord being too good for me. For me not to give him some praise. You mean to tell me? I'm just about done. You mean to tell me you took all that time to dress yourself up and come here and just sit down and don't say nothing? Wear the preacher out. And some of y'all are going to leave here talking about, you know, Rev didn't do too good today. I don't know. You must have been under the weather. It's like you under the weather, because you ain't saying nothing. You ought to at least wave your hand. Do something, some kind of, show some kind of sign that I'm on the Lord's side, that, you know, the door is open, the door ain't closed. Let me tell you, when the door is closed, there's going to be a whole lot of crying. There's going to be some weeping. Lord, Lord, open to us. They came back and said, Lord, Lord, open to us, huh? The judgment. Look what he say. I know you not. That's sad. To be in church all that time. And the Lord said, I don't know you. You see, it don't bother me if you don't know me, but long as the Lord know me. It don't bother me if you don't pat me on the back, long as the Lord tell me I'm doing good. I want the Lord to get the glory out of my life. Amen? Because people will fool you. People is fake. They'll smile at you, and then they'll frown as soon as they walk out the door. But the Lord never changed.
You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor, Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you. We got the